The next patient is Harry Ryder. The last name is R-Y-D-E-R. Harry is the first name, H-A-R-R-Y. This is a clinical case of a 78-year-old white man that underwent nephrectomy for a papillary urothelial carcinoma, high grade, involving the right renal pelvis and extension into the ureter. Period and nephrectomy was done in November of 2022. At Celebration Hospital, period. Prior to surgery, the patient had a serum creatinine of 1.4. And post-surgery, the creatinine has been around 2.2 to 2.5 milligrams per cent. The latest determination was to 2.2. The estimated GFR is close to 29 mL. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Period. The patient is followed by the urologist, Dr. Arciola. Period. He has a lost 9 pounds of body weight. The BMI is 25. The patient is advised to get the body weight on a daily basis and maintain the current weight. Period. He's following a plant-based diet, low sodium, and a fluid restriction. Period. Number two, the patient has coronary artery disease, history of atrial fibrillation, status post-Watchman procedure. He has had a cardiac catheterization with Dr. Jones, and he was just found with sick sinus syndrome, and the patient had a permanent pacemaker. He is followed by the Advent Health cardiologist. Period. Following number arterial hypertension under control, the blood pressure reading today 153/93, which is higher than before. However, he says that he has better readings at home. The patient is encouraged to follow the blood pressure with a log and bring the log to the visit. Following number diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C 5.8 were recently evaluated. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, a history of carcinoma of the prostate that is was excised 10 years ago. The patient is going to have a cystoscopy by Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, in the coming month, and a CT of the abdomen that was done on March the 8th, 2023, was reported without evidence of relapsing of the neoplastic disease. Period. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested in the evaluation of the lab 7 minutes, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.